and we have more families that are not able to pay their bills, then the amount per family possibly would go up, which means we'd actually be able to help fewer people.
Kleppel says more than 2,000 people in Champaign County have already signed up for home heating assistance, most of them seniors and people with disabilities who were the first to sign up last month. Now, LIHEAP is taking applications for low-income households whose utilities may have been disconnected. Other households can sign up for interviews starting November 1st. The Illinois House was set to return to Springfield November 12th to begin its veto session. But House Speaker Mike Madigan has canceled the first week of the two-week session. Here's Amanda Vinicky with more.
The Speaker's spokesman, Steve Brown, says there's no reason for the House to return. The veto session is when the legislature is supposed to take action on measures the governor's changed or outright rejected. But Brown says the House has already acted on all of the measures before it.
Traditionally, there is the veto session. It happens in the fall. In election years, it happens after the general election occurs. In this particular year, because of the activities of the administration, we were back sooner.
The House is now scheduled to return November 19th. Governor Rod Blagojevich used his veto power to change ethics legislation and to cut nearly $1.5 billion from the state budget. Rather than wait until November, the House returned this summer and earlier this fall to deal with those issues. The Senate has also taken care of much of the business that would normally be dealt with in veto session. A spokesperson for the Senate president says no decision has been made yet, but the Senate, too, may shorten its time at the Capitol. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Some Champaign middle school students will add painting, sculpting, and drumming to their class schedule this fall. An after-school initiative between the University of Illinois and area schools starts this week in an effort to further arts education. Franklin Middle School, which was once a magnet school for the arts, was chosen for the pilot program. The U of I College of Education held an assembly at Franklin last week, asking interested students to submit applications for the after-school arts program. Lisanne DiStefano, the college's Executive Associate Dean for Research, says 24 initial students will be chosen.
The program is going to be selective, and we want to target it to kids who may not have this same opportunity outside of school, so they don't take private music lessons or they don't have the opportunity to get outside instruction in these, and also those for whom arts are really engaging and might increase their engagement in school.
U of I faculty and graduate assistants will teach classes in both visual arts and world music. Sessions will be held 2 days a week for 9 weeks, each culminating with a student performance for the community. The after-school arts program is co-funded by school districts in the U of I, but free for students. It's expanding to Urbana Middle School in January. The Urbana School District faces more lawsuits in connection with John White, the former teacher serving a prison term for molesting students. Attorney Tom Bruno, representing four young girls and their families, filed two more lawsuits in the White case today in Champaign County. These are the fifth and sixth cases in the fallout from White's conviction. The suit claims teachers, staff members, and administrators didn't follow up on reports of abnormal activity in White's class. It's 5:33.
WILL programming is made possible by Tires Plus Total Car Care, located at Prospect and Market View in Champaign. Tires Plus provides complete car repair and maintenance. More information is available at 366-3201.
Now here's Mike Sola with weather.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's currently 69 degrees on Friends Plaza. The sky's cleared for a little while. The temperature jumped up to a high of 70 for the day in Champaign-Urbana. And we do expect the clouds to roll back in as there's a big weather system off to the west. In fact, rain stretches right now all the way from portions of northern Texas all the way up to western Minnesota. And on the western edge of that precipitation track, some snow falling in the mountains of North New Mexico and Colorado. We'll get into a little bit of that moisture, not as in any drastic way, but we do look for some scattered showers to move east of the Mississippi River in the overnight hours. And in Champaign-Urbana, we'll have a chance for some scattered showers around the sunrise tomorrow, and then chances for scattered showers through the day tomorrow into the evening before you dry off once again. Dry off and cool down. Our high temperatures will be a little bit closer to average after yesterday's high. Around 80 degrees. Today's high around 70. Tomorrow, again, we'll be in the low 70s and then down into the 60s for Thursday and maybe not even reaching the 60s for Friday. A high temperature on Friday expected to be in the upper 50s. For tonight, becoming mostly cloudy once again and a chance for a few showers around daybreak, low 54. Cloudy tomorrow, periods of rain, the high 73, and then showers tomorrow evening before just a cloudy sky in the overnight hours. Tomorrow night's low 47 degrees. Partly sunny on Thursday, the high 63, partly to mostly cloudy Thursday night, the low 43, and some breaks in the cloud cover. We'll still have a chance for a shower or two on Friday. The high temperature 58 degrees, and it looks like over the weekend temperatures will be rebounding back into the low to middle 60s for highs. It's 69 degrees on Friends Plaza at 5:35. I'm Mike Sola.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Today in Ohio, Barack Obama was asked about charges of voter fraud leveled at an anti-poverty group called Acorn. Republicans have been attacking the group's voter registration efforts. Those efforts have been marred by thousands of phony registrations, among more than a million submitted by the group. But as NPR's Pam Fessler reports, the intensity of the attacks has raised questions about Republican motives.
For weeks, the Republican National Committee and the McCain